bit of snow out there, and Jason Cairns not happy about it as we start First Thoughts. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I looked outside this morning hoping that it was warm enough that it was all going to be melted this morning, but it appears that it's still out there. So as our friend Ann Lean had said, it is evidence that we are now through fall spring number one. So.
Well, you know what? I mean, I said to Michael, of course, being here from Liberia for just over a year, kind of still getting acquainted to the idea of snow. I'm like, March is like November. I mean, you just don't know. You know, right. It can be fine, and then all of a sudden it can snow. And you might think, well, this is a little early. I mean, we're exiting out. But I am just basking in deep gratitude over how mild the winter's been. Yeah, it got really cold, but I see so much more snow. They just got 40 inches in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got friends in Colorado, too, who are saying they've gotten over 2 feet. And
yeah.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. We have had a mild winter this year, and I am grateful for that. Yeah.
Your daughter, Grace, 21 today.
They're hard to believe. You know, it's amazing to me that she, you know, year 2000, little bundle of joy, born in Iowa. Has lived with us in a variety of states, and now she's married and works at the same place that I do, and they're in the process of trying to get a house. And
yeah,
so just really neat, you know. It's been a wild ride, quite honestly, and I'm grateful to call her my daughter and that I get to be her dad. So
yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to her, and hope she has a great celebration today.
Yeah.
You are working on just a fascinating project. We're going to set aside a path to wholeness, our Lenten devotion, and we may return to it and we may not. But Letters to the Beloved, I'm eager for us to be sharing more of this, and we will in coming days. But you had, really, as you've shared parts of this on Facebook, and really people hopefully have friended you on Facebook because you're a great follow there. But, I mean, just the idea of a cross between Larry Crabb's 66 love letters, maybe some Eugene Peterson, The Message, and then, but in a translating the Bible, and it's really a great read, and you're enjoying doing it, right?
I am enjoying doing it, you know, and I think I had shared that before, that it started, I think, in 2015, out of some frustration with the book of James in the New Testament, and really trying to wrestle to understand, and kind of taking Larry Crabb's approach that he used in 66 Love Letters, I wanted to say, what is it, God, that you're telling me? And I decided to walk through verse by verse. And it really opened up for me. And for my wife, who also asked me to print several copies for friends.
So I love the title. I mean, Letters to the Beloved, where you're taking that. And so yesterday, this is just kind of random, but Acts 7, 51 to 53, and I had said, we ought to talk about this one tomorrow morning. So
sure.
Share it with us.
Yeah, so what I wrote, so again, this is Acts 7, 51 to 53. This is part of what I took from that. And I said, again, so this is coming from God's perspective. Beloved, every generation believes they are the ones who have correctly understood me. Yet fallen humanity continually gets it wrong. The old Christmas hymn, O Holy Night, says, His law is love and His gospel is peace. But look around. Do peace and love characterize my church and the world?
Mm.
No, the church takes on the characteristics of the world where the law is dominion and the news, I cannot call it good news, is conflict. Beloved, that is not my spirit at work.
Yeah, so that one, I mean, it's what struck me was I thought, well, that's a little different. Kind of that was reminding me of the Crabb 66 love letters deal. I mean, in terms of this, that's an imaginary conversation between he and God. So How did you allow yourself to say, hey, I'm going to reference O Holy Night here and trying to translate scripture?
Well, you know, I'm writing it from, I would want to clarify that it's not a translation, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
It's God talking with me about scripture. So
there's
parts of it that very clearly look like paraphrase phrases or translations.
Yeah.
But then there's other parts where it's almost, I want it to be more conversational.
Right.
You know, I live in the 21st century, so there are going to be places where he's going to reference C.S. Lewis and old hymns and So that's really, again, it has a different feel, I hope, than what anybody has experienced before.
No, I think it's really cool in that regard. And so, okay, so I don't want to get on your bad list here by saying, not that you have a list, but I don't want, so it's not a translation, so I should call it a what?
good question. You know, I don't even know if paraphrase fits. I think the thing that has fit better for me is devotional commentary.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is maybe the best way.
How about a scripture-inspired conversation?
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Huh.
And, you know, so I've been working on this for 6 years, and it's still, I'm enjoying it a lot.
So. Oh, it's good. It's a good concept. So, yep. All right, well, more to get to tomorrow. Again, you know what, the thing is here, what's interesting, I don't know how it works for the listeners, but I always know there's more. Like, you have more quotes you put up yesterday on Facebook, but you know what? That's what we have time for today. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Our buddy Jason Kanz. Lizzie Cervenka from FCA. She's our special guest shooter here this morning. Lizzie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you used to being on the radio? Not too much, I think, right?
No, not really.
So how did you get roped into this?
Well, a while ago, Andrew Draper asked me if I wanted to share my testimony for FCA, and I guess Greg Stewart saw it at the conference that they had, and he was like, you need to come in and do an interview, and so I know Greg and Carol and some of the people here.
Okay, that's the story. All right, there's something behind that. All right, well, it's great to have you here this morning. You're going to be our special guest shooter. You can see the hoop over here. So you've played a little bit of sports. Tell us about, you're a senior at Eau Claire North. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your athletic endeavors.
Yeah, I mean, I've played basketball and I've swam and I've ran track for the last 4 years, well, minus last spring because of COVID.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I've participated in all my sports, loved every team, all my coaches. It's been a good time.
Terrific. Well, good to have you in here this morning. And maybe we can try to, you know, share some of your testimony along the way if we get the opportunity. But what we try to do, we're trying to raise money for WIB Incorporated, a separate entity from WWIB Radio that buys airtime for some of the shows we have on here throughout the broadcast week. And Kent was the initial pledger, Lizzie. You'll be interested to know. Kent, you're going to get 5 shots, okay? And here's the basketball. I'll toss one to you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You don't know. There you go. They're somewhat deflated, so if they were fully inflated, they'd bounce all over the equipment and
yeah.
knock us off the air or something. So anyhow, Kent says, go ahead, take your $5 per made basket. However, on the sixth one, he'd like you to do a trick shot. Now, he was trying to say, like, if you turn around and shoot or something, however he described it. But if you do a trick shot and you make it, he'll double whatever you were able to garner on the first five.
Okay.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
All right. So that's how that's working. And again, Kent's the front runner to have a chance to win a MyPillow. We'll have a drawing for that this morning as well here on WWIB. But taking your other pledges at 396-1670 at WIB and also on the WIB.com/hope. All right. Mike in La Crosse says he's willing to pledge $20 before baskets. And well, let's see. We've got his actually in his own voice. So maybe we can let Mike do the explaining right here on the WIB Wake Up Show as Lizzie is our guest shooter from. Okay, here we go. Mike, go ahead. Tell us.
Good morning, Brother Mark. This is your brother Mike from La Crosse. I'm willing to pledge $20 for 4 baskets and make the 5th basket a trick shot, and I'll pledge another 50 if it's made. All right. I hope you guys make it. Good luck.
All these trick shot requests. So I don't know how you're gonna. You sit and use your high school senior brain over here, Lizzie. All right, you got one guy who says do 4 shots and then a trick shot for 50, up from 20, and another one who says just 5 shots at 5 apiece, and the 6th. All these requests for trick shots. Are you some kind of trick shot? Do they know something I don't?
No, I am no special in trick shots.
When you played basketball at North, did you try, like, behind the back, off the backboard or something?
Oh, yeah, in practice, but never in a game-winning shot.
Right. All right, so Lizzie, with a couple of great pleasures. Hey, the guy's stepping up this morning. How about it, ladies? 396-1670, WWIB, the challenge is on. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. Susan, your idea, snow, right? Snow then and now, huh?
Oh, man. Like, in the beginning of the season, snow, yay, let's find those boots and make a snowman and make snow angels. And now it's like, snow. But I remember when my kids were little, it would be about this time, like March, even those April snowstorms, I'd say, you guys, we got to find our swimsuits, find our beach towels, get that suntan lotion, and we would just like lay out in the middle of the living room. And just the smell, the smell of that suntan lotion, which how old am I? Suntan lotion, sunscreen. Just the smell. Go take a whiff of it today, guys. It will bring you back. It will give you hope.
It smells like summer.
It smells like summer. Perspective is everything, guys. We're almost near the end. Hold on.
And this is definitely the point where, again, there was more snow than I realized there would be. There was more ice under the snow than I realized there would be.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, as I'm late coming in this morning, how much of my windshield do I really need to scrape off in order to see just enough to safely drive to work? And
exactly.
Also, as I'm brushing this stuff off onto my drive, it's no way am I getting out the snowblower or the shovel. This is just staying here. Whereas at the beginning of the year, it's you clear that down to the cement because you do not want to have it last the entire winter. At this point, don't care.
I think I'm remembering, 7 inches in October, and I'm going, how bad will the winter be? We're already getting 7 inches.
Exactly.
That may have been our worst snowstorm. Now I kind of feel like, it's going to be fine. I mean, it's going to be in the 40s today and then 50s, and this is going to melt.
Yeah.
So
Watch, we'll hide all the Easter eggs, and then we'll get a blizzard or something.
Yeah, right. I know. And then sometimes it snows in May, and it's like, I don't remember it usually snowing in May.
Right.
But at least we know it's near the end.
I can remember May 2nd a few years ago, like 7 or 8. It was just a knockout.
Sunscreen. I want to smell sunscreen now.
So here's the question. I was driving on Sunday, went to the store, was making dinner. And I remember the third thing. Calico beans is what I made. So calico beans, wild rice soup.
Yum.
The stuffed peppers. So it only took me like 12 hours yesterday to remember. But anyhow, so the question is 715-723-2555 for starters here. I'm at the stoplight. This car takes a left turn, and I saw something happen with that vehicle that I've never remember seeing before, and I've told you before. Have you ever seen that before?
Never.
Okay, so 715-723-2555. This sort of was like my eyes popped out like, what?
What?
So, all right.
What did Mark see? What did Mark see? 715-723-2555. We will start with the studio line. We'll go to text pledge answers or text answers if you can't get it right in, 4 or 5 guesses here.
Yeah.
But 715-723-2555. What did Mark see when that car in front of him was turning left that he had never seen before? And Susan, have you seen this before?
I've never seen it before, but can I just ask for one hint?
Sure.
Okay, did the car keep on going?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to remember it. Like,
you were so astonished.
I was astonished, and I'm like, what? And yeah, somehow from the driver's seat, the individual sought to somehow deal with it, and then they like pulled over into the Holiday gas station. So
it was an aberration of some sort of driving.
Yeah, it was just eye popping in terms of what I saw. And
if this happened while I was driving, I think I really would have freaked out.
Yeah, me too.
Again, I was at the stoplight, and this is the busy intersection at Birch and Hastings. And the individual taking a left turn. Apparently, it's a stumper because nobody's even trying this morning.
No.
Maybe I should just give the answer and we should do a different question later.
All right. We'll do that. It just becomes a story and then we're going to give you another chance later during this.
Story.
So the answer is the person's taking a left-hand turn and the front passenger door flies open, like completely
open. Oh, goodness.
Open.
No way.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's up with that? And I for a second, I'm like, is somebody going to get pushed out?
If that happened to me in my car, a pair of gloves, probably some loose paper items, my snow brush, and a couple CDs would all go flying out as well.
And my husband would go flying out, too.
Oh, no.
Hopefully he would be buckled.
Yes.
I don't know.